This is the commentary for the study guide for chapter 1. Well, actually, it's the commentary for all the study guides because every chapter has a study guide. We are also going to show you yet again how to download a copy for your usage of these documents that are on the website, or make a copy in Google Docs, which I prefer because I think Google Docs is a lot better than Microsoft Office, but everyone's different. That's why there's chocolate and vanilla. So let's take a look at the study guide. Now, whether you do click on it from Canvas or from the class website where I'm on now, you'll come to a document in Google Docs. Now, all you need, you don't even need that, but if you have a Google email account, you have a Google account. You don't need to use the email, but you can create a Google account and you can use Google Docs with Google Drive, which gives you gigabytes of storage, which is actually very, very cool. But you'll notice that the document, you can view it, but you can't do anything with it. You can only view it. And it says view only. Now, some students will say, well, I need to be able to edit this document. No, this is my copy that I allow everyone to use, so you are not going to be able to edit this document. So some students will say, well, can I request permission to edit this document? No, don't edit this is the master copy. You're going to do file, download as. So if you use Microsoft Excel, then you can download it and onto your machine and use it using Microsoft Office. Or you might decide that you want LibreOffice, OpenOffice, some people use that, or rich text format if you want to use it. Maybe you have Apple Pages, right? Apple uses a system called Pages. Either way, you can whatever way you use, you can send it to your local hard drive or whatever and use it there. Or you can make a copy. Now, when you click on File, Make a Copy, what the system is thinking you want to do is copy it. Notice they give you this incredibly clever name, copy of. I'm going to get rid of the copy of. And now it's going to save it in your Google Drive called My Drive. Now, don't save it in my, you're going to save it in your drive, but it won't say your drive, it'll say My Drive, but which means it'll be your drive. Okay, sorry. It gets me confused. But anyway, when I save it, watch what happens. Now, I've made a copy, and now all the editing I can do, anything. I can play with it, change, do whatever I want with it. And then it's yours. So now this is your document saved in Google Drive. Notice that the default is that it's private to you only. If you want to, you can give me access to it and then I can look at it and edit it. But at least give me comment access so I can make comments. But what I prefer you do is do, when you're ready to submit your documents, is do file, download as a PDF, because PDF documents have a very special usage in Canvas. We can make comments on them. Very, very cool. So if you submit your assignments as PDF documents, I can, in Canvas's, it's called the Speed Grader, I can actually put the comments right then and there in the document, in the PDF document. It is very cool. Okay? So play with this. You'll find it's pretty easy to use. It's not as powerful as Microsoft Office, but it's free, which and the sharing ability is really, really sharp. I really like that. Now let's take a good look at the study guide. See all these terms? That's what you're going to study, right? That's what students do. Students study. Do students party? No, pardons party. You're a student. You're studying. Now, all of these terms, all of these terms are fair game. Every once in a while, I'll say something like, oh, you know, not that useful, or in this case, present value, don't worry, we will not work with present value, We use that in the Business 123 class. So in that case, you can ignore those, right? The ones that, where I tell you right then and there, yeah, don't, we're going to gloss over this. It's in the book, it's in the presentation, but you can ignore that. Okay, but everything else, you know, what's the most important decision, your most important financial decision? That's the third presentation in chapter one, so check that out. So all these other, now what I like to do, all these others are fair game. What I like to do, I'm a little old-fashioned, I love flashcards. You get little 3x5 cards or just cut out cards. You put the term, the concept on one side, and then the definition, the description on the other side, and you quiz yourself, and you can get together with your friends and quiz each other. All right? So study every day. What the research has shown that learning takes repetition. So you've got to study every day, dear students. I wish there was some way we could just open up your brain, pour it in, and close back your brain up, and everything would be cool. It doesn't work that way. We need repetition. So go through the presentations, listen, watch, study the study guides, do the worksheets, look at the answer keys. There's a very good chance that if there's a calculation in a worksheet in one of the in any of the chapters, it's going to be on the exam. So the future value problems in chapter one and the cash flow and the net worth statement in chapter two, yes, they're going to be on the exam. So contact me if you have any questions. We want you to be awesome. So study every day, bring honor and glory to Southwestern Community College, and stick with us because the best is yet to come.